These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Many people nibble on a nail from time to time or pull at a hangnail. Not as many people have a nail-biting habit, one they find hard or even impossible to stop, one that embarrasses them. So today, I'm answering a listener question from a woman who is pretty miserable about her nail biting. Body-focused repetitive behavior, BFRB, is a general term for a group of related disorders that includes hair pulling, skin picking, and nail biting, and affects at least 5% of the population. These behaviors are not habits, and they're not tics. They are complex disorders that cause people to repeatedly touch their hair and body in ways that result in physical damage. Compulsive skin picking and nail biting is specifically known as onychophagia. This refers to not the kind of little bits of rough nail or cuticle that everyone picks at or bites at from time to time. And it doesn't refer to the occasional pimple that people might squeeze or pick. These people continually bite and pick their nails past the nail bed and their cuticles until they bleed and are frequently walking around with red, painful, and sometimes even infected fingers. They often bite and pick such that they have real pain. In the same category of problem, those people who pick their skin compulsively often have their faces or body parts covered with red sores and scabs. This is actually known as acne excoria, which is a self-inflicted skin disorder. So it's not actual acne, it's from the picking, but it looks like acne. For people with this problem, the smallest pimple or blemish has to be opened. It has to be picked at or squeezed, either with fingers or sometimes people use some other implement, like tweezers or pins. Having created such clear damage to one's fingers, often nail biters keep their hands hidden, maybe behind their backs or in their pockets. They feel embarrassed and uncomfortable. And skin pickers may wear makeup or even band-aids on parts of their bodies. Or sometimes, in worst-case scenario, people who really struggle with this problem may avoid going outdoors when they feel they're really looking their worst. People who have these kinds of body repetitive problems often feel shame and social embarrassment and experience an out-of-control feeling at times because they just can't stop. They wonder, why can't they stop? And sometimes they question, because they can't, whether or not this means they're crazy in some way. Some people bite and pick in an automatic way, meaning they are not even thinking about what they're doing. They're just doing it out of awareness, which of course would make it extremely difficult to stop. Often, someone who's biting or picking is involved in some other activity at the time. Maybe they're reading or they're watching TV and they're zoned out and they're not aware they're doing those things. For other people, they do spend deliberate time picking or biting their nails, and that's the main activity of the time. And so you think, why? What is going on in their minds? Basically, what's going on is a need to satisfy an urge they feel. Many people report an almost uncontrollable feeling of needing to do it. Pulling, picking, or biting seems for them to deliver a pleasurable or alternatively a relaxed sensation. When the nail biter feels stressed, doing the activity of biting, or if it's about skin, of picking, has a kind of soothing effect on their nervous system. It's why so many people who dislike doing it find it really hard to stop, because in fact, they experience a positive reinforcement for it, a feeling more relaxed, or even some pleasure. It simply feels good at the time, no matter what you know the later consequences are, and that makes it particularly difficult to quit. Some biters are actually afflicted with a kind of what's called compulsive perfectionism. This is when you try to bite off rough feeling or broken bits of cuticle or nail that's sticking out in some way seems uneven to you in order to make your nail feel smooth or look, or in their minds, feel perfect or regular. Skin pickers will stand for hours in front of the mirror, closely examining their faces or other body areas for the tiniest bump, for the smallest irregularity, or any enlarged pore, and then try to eliminate it or drain it in hopes of a clear and perfect-looking complexion. Sadly and paradoxically, they always end up looking much worse in spite of their efforts, because at the end of the day, their picking can never make the perceived flaw perfect enough, and the behavior becomes destructive. It may be an out-of-control grooming mechanism in the brain that is to blame. It is normal for mammals to groom, including humans, but too much grooming can be destructive. This may relate to a normal evolutionary mechanism that has gone awry. Most psychiatrists agree that this overly perfectionistic and excessive need to groom fits into a form of obsessive compulsive disorder spectrum. OCD has previously been regarded as only a single disorder, but in fact, it may represent a range of related disorders, including issues like body dysmorphic disorder, certain forms of eating disorders, something called trichotillomania, which is hair pulling, and onchophagia, which is this form of nail biting and skin picking. How Can I Help with Dr. Gail Saltz will be back after this short break. With this information at hand, let's turn to our listener question and see, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, since I was a child, I have dealt with body-focused repetitive behaviors. Of course, it wasn't called such until recently. I am a 53-year-old married woman with two college-age sons, and I still deal with this issue. As a young child, through my teens and into early adulthood, I bit my nails aggressively. In my 20s, I managed to stop that behavior, but gained another, in quotes, habit instead. I pick at my cuticles and the skin around my nails and fingers to such a degree that I cause bleeding and pain. I pick with my own hands as well as my teeth. I usually have between 1 and 5 Band-Aids on my fingers at any given time. I also pick at the skin on my upper arms, upper back, face, and soles of my feet. I have tried everything, but have only ever managed brief periods of successfully stopping this behavior. I have tried using foul-tasting liquids on my fingers, holding on to fidgets, and just plain white-knuckling it. I can't kick this unattractive and unhygienic behavior. What can I do to stop these behaviors once and for all? Body-focused repetitive behaviors of this extreme are known to respond best to medication plus a certain type of behavioral therapy. Medication should not be considered the end game, but it's really a short-term tool in the beginning to help you do the therapy. Medicines, which remedy these problems, do not, unfortunately, work instantly. It takes a few weeks before you see results. And they also, important to understand, don't work entirely, which is why doing the therapy is so important. You might see, for example, a 60 to 70% improvement on a medication, and that would be considered a good result. The medications that are mainly used to treat picking or biting problems are the ones that are used to treat obsessive-compulsive disorder. This group of meds is made up of the latest and most potent antidepressants and includes such names as Anafrinil, Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Effexor, Luvox, and Serzone. Sometimes the issue is that the doses needed for treatment of any type of obsessive compulsive disorder are quite a bit higher than the dose to treat depression, clinical depression, or anxiety disorders. No one drug is best because no one drug works for everyone, which can be very frustrating because ultimately you have to work your way through them in a bit of a trial and error way to find the one that is most effective for you. You mention that you're on an SSRI, but the question remains, is this treatment which you're taking for depression and anxiety at a high enough dose to help with picking? It sounds like not. And is it the one that is effective for you for the picking? This also could be an issue. You won't know until you speak with your prescriber about this and discuss an adjustment. An adjustment is likely to be an increase in dose, pushing it to its top level for a few weeks to see if this has an effect. And if it doesn't, considering a different SSRI trial. But the truth is that more important than the medication is the type of therapy that you use to learn the method of stopping. There are many kinds of therapies, and certain therapies work better for certain disorders. As you've noted, just giving yourself deterrents, like bad-tasting stuff on your nails or holding fidgets, doesn't work. And you would be correct. You need a specific form of therapy techniques. Therapy for this kind of disorder would consist of something that's called habit reversal training. It's a three-step process which teaches you first awareness of your habits, which, as I referred to earlier, is so important because often the person doing it isn't even aware that they are. They're absorbed in something else, and that's when it happens out of their awareness. So training yourself to first become aware whenever you're doing it. Then next, you will learn techniques of how to relax. These are individual coping tools that teach you to be able to de-stress yourself in an ongoing way and in the moment. This is really important because when you're not relaxed, when you're super stressed, it makes it much harder to engage with the therapy to reverse this habit. And then, in learning to relax, you can focus and center yourself and be taught to do the performing of a competing and opposing muscle response. This is the most important part of habit reversal. The response will be something that you and the therapist come up with together. That is in some way that you can both define the opposite muscular behavior of what you are trying to prevent. Yet, it will be related to the same area of the body that you're having problems with. So for example, in your case, the issue is nail biting. It could be that your competing behavior will be squeezing your hand in a hard fist so that you have an actual behavior to do whenever you get the urge to bite your nail, or to, in your case now, pick your nail. But it's a different behavior, and it makes it hard to do the nail picking behavior at the same time. If your hand is balled up in a fist and it's squeezing, you're not really going to be able to pick your nail. So it involves the area. It's a competing behavior because you can't really do it at the same time. And that is the type of behavior that you will use as you're using some relaxation techniques and, of course, being aware that the behavior is about to go on. It is extremely useful if this is practiced daily and stubbornly. You'll probably start with literally just practicing this for a half an hour of focused effort. And then the time will expand, and ultimately it will be the habit, the new habit, the behavioral habit, that you will replace the old habit with. It has to become automatic as the habit that you're aiming to eliminate. And that, as you can see, will take time. These kinds of problems that you're describing, the picking and the biting, they're stubborn problems for two reasons. First, you have probably rehearsed this picking or this biting, as you said, for hundreds or really thousands of hours, especially in your case, since you've been doing it since a child. It's important to accept that they will not simply be overcome in a few days or a few weeks. Secondly, you are fighting the fact that it feels good to do, even if it's not terribly in your awareness. And so it's providing you short-term, short-range satisfaction and soothing and relaxing of its own, which is why part of the therapy is teaching you other methods of self-soothing and relaxation. It does take time, and it does take a good deal of effort to master, but ultimately, habit reversal is very successful. It works extremely well for body-focused repetitive behaviors. And then ultimately, the plan would be to taper you off medication. Research has shown this to be a very effective method. I hope that was helpful. Even if you have more than one of these repetitive behaviors, which frankly is not unusual, they often come together. They can be overcome one by one if you have the motivation. At least as important is learning also to destigmatize yourself. You are not crazy. You are not helpless. You are not morally weak or totally out of control, even though sometimes it might feel like all of these things. Once you realize that you are just a person with a problem that you'd like to fix, you can start making some serious progress. While there isn't a quick cure for such things, you can actually recover if you work at it. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.